Item number 8 is from the Fiscal and Budget Administrator, the Department of Administrative Services, submitting an informational report addressing guidelines, the number of jobs created, accountability and expenditures relating to Milwaukee County's Ready to Work Workforce Development Program, agreement with Wisconsin Regional Training Program, and Building Industry Group Skills Trade Employment Program. This was also considered by the Committee on Economic Development, which took no action on it. It is also informational, unless otherwise directed by the Committee.
Chairman Supervisor Craig Hamels, Das Fiscal. There was a board report request for this information, requesting outlining the guidelines, the number of jobs created, the accountabilities, and expenditures year to date. This report provides that information, just basically piggybacks on what Mr. Hare had already said regarding contract monitoring with WTRP Big Step. I'm available for questions if you have any questions on the report.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't have any questions, but for item 7, I also move to receive and place file item 8 so that board members are aware of the progress as it relates to the number of jobs created.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, since no one wants to highlight it, we seem to bury the lead here in this report. We talk as much about how we could terminate the contract as we do about the results. I'll share it. 547 Milwaukee County residents connected with Big Step. 171 participated in completed career pathway training, and 47 were placed into employment with an average hourly rate of $15.61 an hour. I think that's good news. It's working. People are going to work because of training and assistance that we have provided. And after all this, I think it shouldn't go unnoticed. And I appreciate all those who supported it all along. I appreciate even those who constructively had their reservations. And we've been able to work through many of those, I hope. And I really do hope that going forward we can get beyond the fact that there was so much opposition to this and focus on the fact that with all of the people that we have that need to be put to work and employers saying that they need people trained to do the jobs they have available, that we have a program that is working and that we can focus on that. And I applaud the work WRTP and Big Step are doing. They do happen to be here represented here today if there were questions for them directly, but it should not go unnoticed that people are actually working and getting paid because of what we did. Thank you.
Supervisor Stanford.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I agree with Supervisor Lipscomb. 47 people employed is great, and what's really good to highlight is the amount of hourly rate that they're making, 15.61. So that's a pretty good amount to make to be able to provide for your family. So they need to be commended on their work, and I just want to highlight it as well. So I look forward to more progress. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Johnson and Supervisor Jerzyk.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted the board members to get the information, at least to look at it for board day. And I know that Supervisor Lipscomb was not going to say something, and he did. So thank you, Mr. Chairman. I know this is his baby, so he was going to say something.
Supervisor Jerzyk and Supervisor Schmidt.
Well, I just want Supervisor Lipscomb to know we read that very same paragraph in Economic Community Development and underlined the importance of getting jobs for our citizens is one of the key and most important priorities of not only economic development, but I think the chairwoman has stated it, the board has stated it, so that was underlined in our committee as well. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Supervisor Schmidt?
And I wanted to mention that, too, because I actually read that sentence in Economic Development, and I was one of the constructive questioners, I guess, on this from the very beginning. Spent a lot of time on it with yourself and the other sponsor. I visited Big Step, met Mr. Buford. We've gone through the and I think they particularly have a difficult job. I saw the class that was going on when I visited, as a matter of fact, and these are young men, for the most part, African American, and those who don't even have GEDs, and it's a tough group to work with and try to get jobs. And this is we needed this. I question the amount of money we put into it, $1 million, if that was in getting bang for our buck. 47 people are wonderful. I'm also been told that we're going to get a report that some of these will be ready for county jobs, which I always, that was one of my main questions, is what kind of jobs can we, you know, get trained that people can use their skills to come to Milwaukee County. Milwaukee County's put $1 million in. I'd like to see some jobs in Milwaukee County from this. So I've been told that's part of it, and I'm very pleased to see that. And I don't think anybody was against the concept, like you said. It was just that, are we getting the bang for our buck here, which we always have to look at. And I'm hoping those numbers can continue to go up, and I'm pleased to see it, too. Thank you.
So we had a motion. Would you take the roll on the motion, please?
To receive and place on file, Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Thelma West.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Scamper.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
And Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion to receive and place on file, approved on a vote of 9-0.